Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WCGA AM 1100 Wonderful, and I say Foundational Coastal Georgia on this Saturday and or Sunday morning, if you listen to the Sunday broadcast. This is Marshall Wood. I am your host for what will be today, Program 11 of the Bigger Picture, America's History, its past, its present, and its future history, written in black and white. And I must confess to you as I sit here today that I have no idea where this program is going. There are so many bees buzzing around my head right now that I'm having some difficulty doing what we were instructed to do a long time ago in the Air Force, and that's called prioritize. When you have a short amount of time and a lot of tasks, and many of them existential, it's of paramount importance that you list those things, you know those things that are the most important, and that you take care of those, and then you just move down the list, and there may be, so if you have time left, then you've got some nits at the bottom, but there are no nits now in the world that I live in. There are critical issues all around that because of my past in the Air Force, the things that I did, all the books that I have read by really good authors, and I'm going to tell you about two today, and also because I believe that I know the Word of God pretty well, having read it through it a number of times. As I've said in every previous show, America is in existential trouble. I personally believe we're in the latter days, and of course God is going to solve that for those that belong to Him by taking us out of here in the rapture, but the vast majority of Christians, I say the vast, a significant majority, from the old classical theology, don't really believe or understand that concept. Well, it does not necessarily affect your salvation. If you've called upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. But there are many people who will suffer confusion, as the Bible says, in these latter days, because they really just don't have what I've written about is called the bigger picture. But let's just wade into this program today this way. I have, besides the world's most powerful woman, Cindy, you've heard her on air before, I have three primary reviewer advisors for the programs that I do. They all have distinguished backgrounds, and they're particularly useful to me in doing what I'm trying to do on this program today, struggling as I am behind this microphone. One is his background is Southern Baptist, like mine, a longtime Southern Baptist. He's also associated with the oil industry. My grandfather and my father were part of that. He's just, I've known him for quite a while. He's just a great businessman, first of all, as well as a Christian brother. And then I have a Roman Catholic friend who is an accomplished businessman. I mean, this guy is really good in what he does as a fundraiser for a major college, and actually he's responsible for the meteoric rise of their athletic program. But he's also a dedicated advocate for his faith, Roman Catholic faith, and he's involved in a project that is essential, and I support his ministry, to young high school students to teach them the principles of God's Word and also the principles of good citizenship. And then the third person was a high school associate, but really just one of the most kind and sensitive people that my wife and I have known, who provided end-of-life care for my sister-in-law when she was passing. And she is really the most detail-oriented of the people that listen to the tapes of the program when I finish with them or go over some material that I want to present on air. And I realized in a discussion with Sandra this week that there is something now that I need to do that I had planned to do farther down the road. And so we're going to do that in this first 12-minute segment. And that is this. In the recent programs, I have been discussing at length and by name people that are doing things that I believe are destroying our culture. And I read on air last week a letter that I wrote to the Graham Media Group. And the week before that, I mentioned Fannie Willis. I even called her Fat Fanny Willis. And the other people who have black faces that are being involved in what I think is actually tearing down America in accordance, whether it's intentional or not, they're doing so in accordance with critical race theory and Saul Alinsky and all these other folks that for a long time have been sowing seeds of rebellion and discord in this country, in which now, because of the empty suit, empty head, and disgustingly vain individual that illegally serves as a president of the United States, in my humble opinion, I agree that man was not elected. And, you know, if the powers that be think that I'm an alien and that I'm seditious in what I'm saying, well, since they're going to do it with most of us anyway very soon, well, then come and get me. But I believe that Donald Trump was actually the one who got most of the votes and the Electoral College votes, which is what determines what we do. And but I've been hard on these people. I've talked about the black people. I've talked about some of the white people, like the Graham Media Group. They're all women. But in this discussion, I have given probably to a number of people the perception that I'm blaming everything on black people and particularly on women, and that's not the case. That is not the case. These are people who are being led, whose strings are being pulled by some very, very evil people at the top, and I hold that they're male and that they're very white, and we haven't really gotten to the discussion on them yet. We're really just talking about the mid-level Indians, the middle managers in this thing. And I think there's an intentional reason that these people who are the manipulators are producing a black face to the persecutors. Those who say they were persecuted are now those who are the persecutors. Because Letitia James, I'm not an attorney, but Letitia James is not following the letter of the law in what she's doing. She's simply an angry, vindictive woman who is empowered by her position to cause great turmoil in our country by what she is doing, as well as Fannie Lewis at Fannie Willis at the lower level, and the other folks that are involved in this process that have black faces, not to mention that absolute idiot clown is running the civil case right now against Donald Trump. They're there for a reason. This reason, one, is to cause enmity within our nation toward black people and specifically toward black women, because the great conflict is literally between what you see playing out between Letitia James and Donald Trump. She hates him so much because he's a symbol of a power broker. But see, she looks at things differently than the rest of rational and moral America looks at it. She is the one that comes from a position of unthankfulness, ingratitude, and bitterness. Root of bitterness has taken control of her heart, and she does not understand that just by where she is in taking the action against Trump indicates and validates everything that she said about the unfairness and justice of our society. Here she is, a black female, not very attractive, really not that intelligent, in my opinion, and some other folks, yet she's taking on the former president of the United States and ripping him apart through the legal system because of the position that she's in, the state attorney for the state of New York. She's not bright enough to understand that she's being used by Marxists to do what? To completely tear this nation apart and to bring about possibly some form of civil war or civil clash in our nation. We need to be very aware, folks, that that is what is happening. So as I've talked about these issues involving black faces and particularly black female, and also pointing out the white females that are involved in the tearing down of America or the mispresentation of news because of an agenda to control the thoughts of this country, when you hear that, it tends to make you think, well, I'm just a misogynist and I have no right to say these things, et cetera, et cetera. And Sandra kind of cautioned me that, not that she believes that, but she understands wisely that the average person tuning in, not having heard all the previous shows, would hear my screeds against these people and say, well, this guy's kind of a nut job, or he's a white racist, or all these other things. But, you know, the fruit is what you judge a person by. And I stand on my record, and there are many people that would stand up quickly and say, oh, Woody's not a racist, and he's actually a fairly level-headed person who has the experience to say what he's saying. But nonetheless, the nature of what I have to talk about produces, pray God, a perception that I am what those who hate me want me to be, a misogynist, a racist, and all those other things that have already been called and that Hillary Clinton points at us and say every day that we deplorables are doing that. Let's do this in the final few moments of this opening segment so I can get to the specifics in segment two of program 11. Here we go. Father God in heaven, I'd really need you to be with me today to help present what is on my heart to say, and so much is boiling around that it's very difficult to separate and build priorities. But I pray that today I'll speak no idle words, that my words will bear no bad fruit, and that the words that I say will preserve the sacred foundations of America. In Jesus' name, amen. When you come back, we're going to talk about why it is absolutely and existentially necessary that we focus on Donald J. Trump and him only in this secular version of the bigger picture, America's history, past, present, future, written in black and white. Come back for segment two. Thank you.